I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, I know you're about to head down south for your surf trip. Is your ankle still bothering you?
A little bit. Some days are better than others.
Well, then you'll be pleased to know that I got you a little Bon Voyage gift.
Aw.
Voyage AC's RX Remedy to take down there with you. You just roll it on wherever the pain is, and it's like magic. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't used it on my knee, and the pain that was always just kind of there in the background was just gone, erased.
Aw, honey, thanks. And wow, it smells amazing.
Yeah, Voyage AC is your destination for all these amazing self-care products. So many gorgeous candles and other wonderful gifts like beautiful diffusers, exciting perfumes, and luxurious face and body products. So, hon, how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VOYAGETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
Right. All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
This episode is being sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
Hey, hun. Pajogger booty.
Excuse me? What's a pajogger booty?
It's just the most comfortable, sexy jogger made out of pajama material.
Oh.
It's friggin' brilliant. And see how they fit?
Oh, yeah. I see how they fit.
I knew you would like it. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned. And they have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets on their leggings. There is a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
And to make it even sweeter, head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
It's such a great deal.
Yep, get yours now. Head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order. First of all, I just have to say I feel I feel my age when I talk about sex and about gender fluidity and just terms that I haven't heard. I've mentioned recently that I feel like society has gone through this sexual revolution in the last 10 years that has not really been spoken to, but even just the idea that, you know, porn is accessible by everyone, that you don't have to have sex with a man or a female, you know, it doesn't have to fit a certain way. And thanks to the podcast, I feel like I've grown a little bit, but I still stumble when I get into, you know, my old ideas of what BDSM might be or dominatrix.
Go ahead, honey. Come on with those terms.
Yeah, right? I had to write them down.
You're doing great.
But Meg, yeah, thank you for coming on the show. And actually, you just really filled in this picture that I didn't have. Like when you said words like studying for roles and playing scenes and creating boundaries and learning life skills, and then you take it into therapy and using BDSM as a way to develop all these self-awarenesses, I'm blown away. You know, is this something that you sort of happened into? Is this something you saw in retrospect as a therapeutic sort of experience? Or is this something that you knew was going to be the way you were going to navigate?
You know, I had a hunch. I knew that the times that I had been involved in BDSM when I was younger, before my marriage, I knew the way that it made me feel. And that it was invigorating, but even different than that, it also allowed me to feel embodied. I mentioned a little bit about some of the messaging I got growing up about my body and that I was too big and I wasn't feminine in the right ways. And so for me, experimenting with BDSM when I was younger was the first time that I actually felt like my body was okay, and that I could be desired and was desirable. And that was really empowering for me. So then when I became a therapist and did a lot of my own work in therapy, I think that I just wasn't surprised that somewhere in the intersection of relationship and therapy and kink, that there would be healing in there. I don't think I could have scripted it the way that it ended up happening for me.
Right.
But I'm not surprised that these things are related and sort of flow into and out of each other.
Yeah. And then the ability to write a book about it. I honestly think that the world is hungry for voices of stuff that doesn't have language wrapped around it yet. And I think that this is obviously one of those subjects that like has a real black and white look at it. You know, you look at the way it's displayed in movies and how people talk about it around the table. And it lacks that sort of intimacy and that self-discovery thing. And it tends to be just be more of the extreme version.
Right. And that's a big reason why I wanted to write this story. People ask me, it's so personal. You're revealing so many details about yourself. And why are you doing that? And for me, you know, during the time that I was writing this book, the whole 50 Shades of Grey situation happened and everybody was reading that.
And that was huge.
It was huge and it's terrible. And right. In terms of its depiction of kink, yeah. And it doesn't address consent and all of those things. And so I wanted there to be an example, a story out there of real people who actually do this and who do it with the communication and the consent that are necessary, and still have it be a compelling story that people could read, but they would walk away understanding, oh, I understand a little bit more about why people might do this and what's compelling about it.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
I love the idea that, I don't even know how to explain it, but how you bring real emotion and real life experience into this thing that, I don't know, has just seen as fantasy for so long. I think that that's what I just heard you say, is the ability to bring a therapeutic view into something that people have just used as a way to basically get off, you know, for a long time. And that there is a strong community of people in the world that live in this space.
Mm-hmm. I had a question.
Go, honey.
Because I actually forgot to ask you this during our interview. I don't know if it's a question, actually. It's more of an observation, but I'd like for you to address it if you can. I noticed my idea was that as someone who was going in to be dominated as a bottom, you want it to be in pain. And I didn't see a lot of pain in this. You know, there was like some pain when, like, you know, you played with your nipples too hard or whatever, but, and you seem to enjoy that, but it wasn't like the kind of pain that I associate with BDSM. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in large part, that's because of the kind of top he is. He's not overly sadistic. It's more about the emotion and the interplay of power exchange. So it's more about the psychological power elements and submission and humiliation with him than it is about physical pain. That's different in the stories that I write about the work that I did with Molly. Molly's much more of a sadist than Mr. Lucky is. And so in the next book, I talk more about coming to understand my relationship to physical pain and how moving emotion through my body, through the experience of physical pain, is what helped me, is helping me process my grief
and move through
to the other side of it. Absolutely. Just like, you know, runners or people who, you know, play football or soccer, you get that adrenaline, but you also get the release of, I had all this stuff pent up in me and then I went for a run. I'm guessing I don't run, but I went for a run and now I feel lighter because I got to sweat and move my body and all of that energy left through my muscles. Mm. For me, the scenes I did with Molly did that same thing for me.
Wow. Well, yeah, that does make sense, right, hon?
It does. It absolutely makes sense. And, you know, the last thing I just wanted to ask is like, so if people are out there listening and they have a curiosity about how to execute one of these scenes, if you will, or to begin sort of getting into something that is healthy, how do you recommend them? You know, I just noticed that there seemed to be so much work that you put into each relationship. Is there a starting place for people?
That's a great question, Scott. There is. In almost any city or town, there are folks who are kinky. And the world's different with COVID, of course. But in any of the cities, there's casual social gatherings to get to know people in the community. They're called munches because you just get together and you talk and you eat food. And I don't know why they're called that, but that's what they are.
It's kind of attractive and cute, by the way.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they're great because they're a way to go. And if you're curious or you're wanting to meet people that might be involved in the community in your area, it's just a great way to start those conversations. And maybe you'll meet somebody that you want to play with or start a connection with, but maybe you'll just get a chance to say out loud to people, hey, I'm kind of curious about this, but I don't know where to start.
Yes.
And there's usually people that are really established in the community that are really happy to talk with you and maybe connect you to people like, oh, you're into this. You might want to talk to so-and-so. So it can be good networking in that way. And it's also a good way to vet people. If you meet somebody random that you want to play with, you might talk with other people in the community and say, hey, have you ever heard of this person? Are they any good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need some guidance and you need to build a little trust and
exactly
move forward. I so appreciate this incredibly interesting conversation. I think I have to read the book. I don't know.
I think you should. I recommend it.
Yeah.
Well, and, I'm going to be reading a portion of it for On My Nightstand.
Oh, good.
I haven't decided which part yet. We have to work that out, Meg. But
okay. I was going to ask you if you knew what you were going to read.
I kept thinking like, oh, I'll read this. And I was like, well, that might be, well.
Yeah.
And I think we'll talk about it.
Yeah. I think it's something people want to hear more about. And I really love the language you've given it. So thank you,
Scott.
Thank you, my dear. Have a wonderful, we're going to look out for book 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Obviously, 2 is almost done. So.
Yeah, we'll see about 3, but 2, we can bank on that.
We can bank on that. Yes.
Thank you, Meg.
All right, Meg, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season 1, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season 1 was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season 2 even more memorable together.